I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace, Future American Leaders of Texas, and Mia Made It. Donations to this podcast can be made to the podcast's official Cash App, Real Deal 0423. You can join the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server on Discord. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and on Rumble. For any questions or if you would like your comment to be read on the show, you can email us directly at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, or 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. On Patreon, you can find us at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. On Getter, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. On Truth Social, you can find us at Designed I Gifted and at Signs and Sports Podcast. And on Parler, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. Also, on Twitter, at True_DIG and at Signs and Sports, you can find us there as well. But guys, follow, like, and share. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. As always, welcome to the show and enjoy the episode. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of your favorite, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, today we're going to talk about the New York Jets 2023 NFL football schedule. This is per the New York Jets Facebook page that we found this. This one's going to be a little different compared to last year because last year, as you know, we were eyeing down a season with Zach Wilson as the starter. And this year, we got the baby goat Aaron Rodgers. Nah, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I mean, some people, I know Jets Nation for sure is probably talking about Aaron Rodgers as the real GOAT. But, hey, the New York Jets with Aaron Rodgers at the helm, I can't wait to see it. What number is he wearing? Number 8, right? He's not wearing 12, is he? No, he's not wearing 12. I think he's wearing number 8. Was Joe Namath number 12? Okay, what I want to do is I kind of want to go over just the roster for the New York Jets first before anything. So let me pull that up right now. I want to look at the roster because New York Jets 2023 roster. I'm looking it up on my iPad. That's where I'm doing all of the work today. But yeah, I want to look up their roster. I want to just go through their skills players mainly. I'm only going to go through offense, through their weapons. I want to know who Aaron Rodgers is throwing to. And then we're going to get into the schedule. That way you guys can see a little bit more of who is on the Jets and who's going to be going up against these different teams and their different defenders and different matchups, stuff like that. You know, as you guys know, we just did the Dallas Cowboys 23 schedule. If you heard that one, you know how this one's going to go as well. We're just going a little bit deeper talking about the weapons because the Cowboys, we know, you know, off the dome, New York Jets, we kind of got to get a little bit deeper in there. As I said, their skills players to start off, they got number 8, Aaron Rodgers, 40 years old. As everybody knows, Aaron Rodgers. They got Zach Wilson, 24 years old, backup quarterback, number 2 overall pick from 2 years ago. They have Michael Carter, number 32, 24 years old, running back. They have Breece Hall, 22 years old, number 20, running back as well. I don't know. I had Breece Hall on fantasy football this year for the little bit of time that he did play. Honestly, low-key, he might be my keeper. because it's between him and CeeDee Lamb. It's which position do you value more? But I'm really strongly considering Breece Hall as my keeper. It really depends what they plan on doing with Aaron Rodgers. If you know Aaron Rodgers, you know he's going to want to flick that wrist. But, I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with having a running game, you know what I mean? And I don't want to risk him getting traded, so I probably will go with CD. But Breece Hall took the league by storm last year, and he was taking the league by storm. That was with Zach Wilson. Aaron Rodgers is going to have a viable running back again. He's not Aaron Jones. I'm not going to go that far and say that he's Aaron Jones or even anything close, but he was, like I said, he took the league by storm in the first 5-6 weeks that he was actually able to play. Moving on to the wide receivers, we have Corey Davis, number 84, 28 years old, wide receiver. He is 6'3", 209 pounds. I'm going to do the wide receivers build because we need to know what he's throwing to. They brought in Randall Cobb. Aaron Rodgers, one of Aaron Rodgers' guys from Green Bay, number 18, 33 years old, wide receiver. He's 5'10", 195. Garrett Wilson, rookie first-round pick from last year. Number 17, 23 years old. He is 6', 192. Garrett Wilson, if I'm not mistaken, won Offensive Rookie of the Year or was in the running for Offensive Rookie of the Year. You guys check that and you guys let me know. Next, we have Denzel Mims, 26 years old, number 11, wide receiver, 6'3", 200 pounds. He was a second-round pick from 2020. He was from Baylor. And then we have Allen Lazard and Mecole Hardman. Mecole Hardman, I didn't know that we had, but I will take that. Number 6, 23 years old, 25 years old, wide receiver, 5'10", 180. If you know Mecole Hardman, it's because you know him from probably the Super Bowls that Pat Mahomes took the Chiefs to. He was, I believe, in one of them or two of them. I believe he was in both, but Super Bowl experience is never a bad thing to have, you know? Next, we have, I want to talk about Allen Lazard, number 10, 28 years old, wide receiver, 6'5", 220 pounds. He also came from Green Bay. I don't think it was a trade. It was free agency. They signed him. The Jets accommodated Aaron Rodgers a lot. And I don't mind it because, I mean, other than the Randall Cobbs, I mean, 33 years old, wide receiver. I mean, do you really need that? But I guess the rapport, if anything, is the main thing that he wants and that he is looking to come in with, that continuity, some sort of continuity. But man, you have Garrett Wilson to throw to, you have Mecole Hardman to unclip the top on and throw to, you have Allen Lazard in the red zone, Denzel Mims. I think he's gonna be all right. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see Rodgers in uniform, you know, balling out at MetLife. As you guys know, we love the Jets, we love MetLife. Can't wait to see it. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to set ourselves up to where we will be able to watch it. So we will have access to the New York Jets games this year as well. Hopefully, because I would love to see how that turns out this year. I would love to continue following the New York Jets going forward every year. The tight ends, we have CJ Uzomah, 30 years old, tight end, 6'6", 260 pounds. And they have Tyler Conklin, 28 years old, tight end, 248 pounds, 6'3". So as you guys see, Aaron Rodgers has quite the cast of offensive weapons to throw to. It's not like he's coming in and he's depleted of weapons. It's not like he is going to need a couple years to build. Sure, he's going to need probably a couple years to get that chemistry right, to get that continuity, but I think he's going to be able to lead. I think it's playoffs for the Jets, and I would imagine it's Super Bowl or bust, right? Because they almost got to the playoffs, or they did get to the playoffs last year with Zach Wilson and backup quarterbacks Mike White If they can do it with Aaron Rodgers, they got the defense, they got the head coach, they got the GM, they've had the picks, they got the cornerback, they got the quarterback, they got the running back, they got the weapons. Let's see what happens. Do they have the offensive line, I guess, is the only question. But this, it should be a fun experiment. It's definitely the most fun I've had since following the Jets over the last 7 years, 6 years. The Jets are doing good things, so I'm excited to see what they do going forward and how they do it. And, you know, Joe Douglas, Robert Saleh, Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, and crew. All right, guys, let's get into, now that we know who is going to be going into each of these games, who is going to be trying to score the points, let's talk about the schedule, who they play week one all the way to week 18. Week one, the New York Jets. Hold on. Is it home, away? How is this working? I hate when it doesn't say. Like, why would you not color code it, right? I imagine the green is probably home. Okay, guys, I'm not going to be able to tell y'all home or away because this graphic isn't. Oh, okay, never mind. I found it. Week one, we got the Buffalo Bills at home, September 11th, 9/11. Everybody shout out, 8/15 on ESPN. That is Monday Night Football. Ooh, okay, so the Jets with the week one primetime game. Okay, yeah, that's gonna be a good one. Week two, we got the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, September 17th, 4/25. PM on CBS. Week three, we got the New England Patriots, September 24th, 1 p.m. CBS. Week four, we got the Kansas City Chiefs at home, October 1st, 8:20 p.m. NBC. That's Sunday Night Football. Week five, we got the Denver Broncos in Denver, October 8th. 4:25 p.m. CBS. Week 6, we got the Philadelphia Eagles, October 15th, in MetLife, 4:25 p.m. on Fox. Week 7, we go into a bye week. Week 8, we stay in MetLife, and we play the New York Giants on the road, October 29th, 1 p.m. CBS. Week 9, we got the Los Angeles Chargers, November 6th, 8:15 p.m., ESPN on Monday Night Football. Week 10, the Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas, November 12th, 8:20 p.m., NBC on Sunday Night Football. Week 11, we got the Buffalo Bills for the second time, traveling to Buffalo this time, November 19th, 4:25 p.m., that is on CBS. Week 12, come back to MetLife Stadium against the Miami Dolphins, November 24th, 3 p.m. primetime. Oh, 3 p.m. prime. I'm sorry. I think that's a Thursday night game, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know what BF means. It says BF right there. Bestie, I guess it's bestie. I'm just kidding. I don't know. BF. I'm trying to think. London. No. German, maybe it's an, I don't know, I'm not sure what that means, but it says prime, so I'm assuming it's a Thursday night game, November 24th, 3 p.m., prime. Week 12 against the Miami Dolphins. Week 13, we got the Atlanta Falcons, December 3rd, 1 p.m. on Fox. Week 14 versus the Houston Texans at home, December 10th, 1 p.m. on CBS. Week 15 in Miami for the second time. This time on the road, December 17th, 1 p.m. on CBS. Week 16 versus the Washington Commanders, December 24th, 1 p.m. on CBS. Week 17 in Cleveland to play the Cleveland Browns, December 28th, 8:15 p.m. on Prime. That's Thursday Night Football. Okay, so BF isn't Thursday Night Football. It is on Prime, but it's not Thursday Night Football, so I don't know what BF is, guys, so take that upon yourself. Try to figure that out. Let me know because I don't know. And week 18, the New England Patriots to be determined. Date, time, and channel all to be determined. I imagine these last few games, week 13 through week 18, are probably all going to be on flex potential, where they might flex them from 1 p.m. games to 3 p.m. games or 1 p.m. to 7, depending on how the Jets are doing, depending on how Aaron Rodgers is doing, and the implications of each of these games as well. Also, I think week 10, November 12th, against the Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas, that says that it is subject to change as well. So, for anybody planning to go to the Las Vegas game, you know, that's subject to change. Keep your eye on that and see what the deal is there. But, okay, guys, we went through it, and we went through it one time. Now we're going to go through it a second time, and we're going to go through the different matchups that we are excited. Actually, I'm going to tell you guys which ones are home and which ones away, okay? So I'm going to say week one, home, week two, away, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, okay? Week one, home. Week 2, away. Week 3, home. Week 4, home. Week 5, away. Week 6, home. Week 7 is our bye week. Coming out of the bye week, week 8, we go on the road. Week 9, back at home. Week 10, on the road. Week 11, for the second time in a row, on the road. Week 12, at home. To start off a three-game stretch at home, week 12, 13, and 14, all at home. Week 15, on the road. Week 16, back at home. And to finish out the year, we have one away game, week 17, against the Cleveland Browns. And then week 18 is to be determined. Either it could be an away game or a home game. We will figure that out during the season. We won't be here to talk to you about it. We'll talk about it next year or something. But okay, so yeah, basically that is how it shakes out. As I said, week one, home. Week two, away. Week three, home. Week four, home. Week five, away. Week six, home. Week seven, bye week. Week eight, away. Week nine, home. Week 10, away. Week 11, away. Week 12, 13, and 14, home. Week 15, away. Week 16, home. And week 17 away, while week 18 is being to be determined. Okay, now we can go back through it one more time, and we can talk about matchups, talk about anything that we are excited or interested in watching or seeing or hearing or, you know, whatever. We're going to talk about it on this next go around. We are not running ads today, guys, until the end of the episode. As you know, we are freshly back. We are back to recording, you know, almost religiously. I think we're going to be on a week-to-week basis at this point, including at the end of every month, our monthly episodes with Mia Made It. Those will also be coming out, covering each WWE Premium live event. As you know, those things never stop. So that's 12 episodes a year for sure. One a month for sure. And we're going to continue dropping regular episodes. We're going to continue dropping interview episodes. We're going to continue dropping, you know, the Fantasy Football League. So things are going to get busy, guys. Things are going to get busy. I'm going to need help if anybody is interested. Join the Discord server. Let me know. We can talk. We can talk about it. We can figure something out. And you guys can become a part of the team. Also, send donations to RealDeal0423 on Cash App to the platform's official Cash App. We are going to go through this one more time, and this is going to be the matchups. This is going to be everything that we're excited to see. Week one, obviously, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers versus Josh Allen, battle of the quarterbacks. Week two, Aaron Rodgers versus the Dallas Cowboys, period, because as far as I'm concerned, Aaron Rodgers has completely owned the Dallas Cowboys throughout his career. Week 3, Mac Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Bill Belichick, Aaron Rodgers' offense. That's going to be Bob Sala and Bill Belichick. That's going to be another matchup to watch. Garrett Wilson, the receivers against Bill Belichick's defense. I'm not really sure or I don't know who is on Bill Belichick's defense this year, so I don't know there's not a lot I could say about that. I just know it's going to be good because Bill Belichick is Bill Belichick. Week 4, Aaron Rodgers versus Pat Mahomes. Honestly, most of these are going to be the quarterback. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. This is going to be a short episode, as it usually is, because there's not a lot that we're going to talk about on the New York Jets. Not a lot of people follow the New York Jets. It's really just because we like the New York Jets, and this is DIG's podcast until the 3 to the 3 and D joins us. Then it becomes a 3 and D podcast. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers versus Pat Mahomes in Week 4. Aaron Rodgers versus Russell Wilson, the Denver Broncos, in Week 5. Aaron Rodgers versus Jalen Hurts in Week 6 and the Eagles. Week 7 is a bye week. Week 8, Saquon Barkley versus the Jets defense and Breece Hall against the Giants defense, because I think that's going to be a running game. I'm going to be wrong probably about that because both these quarterbacks can throw the ball, but I think for some reason Breece Hall and Saquon Barkley is the matchup that I want to see. Week 9, we have the Los Angeles Chargers, and that's going to be Aaron Rodgers versus Justin Herbert. Week 10 is the Las Vegas Raiders, and I just want to see Aaron Rodgers in a Jets helmet on the road in Vegas. Week 11, Aaron Rodgers on the road against the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. Week 12, Aaron Rodgers against the Miami Dolphins. Oh, they got it. Tua Tagovailoa. Oh, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. That's going to be a duo to watch all year. So keep an eye on that. And anytime the Dolphins are on the screen, that's going to be what I'm watching. So even more so than Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to be watching that duo. So week 13 against the Falcons, I'm just going to be Aaron Rodgers probably because Bijan Robinson, number 7 overall pick in the 2023 NFL draft, first round pick. Against the Houston Texans in week 14, Aaron Rodgers versus CJ Stroud, the number 2 overall pick in the 2023 draft. Week 15, the Dolphins again, as I said, Tyreek and Jalen Waddle, and they're going to be at home that week. Week 16 against the Commanders, I don't really see anybody that, I guess against that defensive line, how that offensive line for the Jets is going to hold up. But Aaron Rodgers against that defense on Christmas Eve. And week 17, Deshaun Watson for the Browns and Aaron Rodgers for the Jets. I think that's going to be something that I want to watch there at the end of the year as well. I also want to see if the Browns are going to be anywhere near playoff contention, anywhere near anything. You know, having to do with contention, I want to see how Deshaun Watson does in his second year there. Week 18 against the Patriots, as I said, Bill Belichick versus Robert Saleh is probably going to be what I want to watch the most, that game. But as I said, we were going to keep this one short. We're going to go ahead and call it. I think last year this episode was also like 30 minutes, 35 minutes, something like that. So consistency, guys. We're keeping it consistent. Before I go, I want to everybody go to Spotify and check out DIG. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our 5 most popular songs on Spotify right now have 19.6 thousand, 3.9 thousand, 12.6 thousand, 22 thousand, and 28.7 thousand. So that being said, guys, to anybody who listens, to everybody who listens, thank you for continuing to rock with us. Thank you for continuing to do what you do for us. And thank you for continuing to support. But for now, it's late. I got to go do laundry, get ready for work. I got to go see what's up with my phone here in a little bit. Check the group chat. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go eat and I'm going to go get ready for another day tomorrow. Probably going to come and record another podcast, get another week going. Guys, we love y'all. Join the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Discord server. If you don't know how to find it, just message me on Facebook, Design Individually Gifted, either the page or my personal account. We will catch you guys on the next episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast. Go stream Sipping Champagne, Invested Group Chat, I'm Just Saying, and Mr. Nice Guy on Spotify now. Guys, I'm out of here.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, hashtag that, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the realest underground entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment. Get at your boys.